Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to have you join us each and every Monday from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, you know if you're on the East Coast, then it's 6:30, and if you're West Coast, it's 4:30 to 5. We are so grateful each and every week to be able to bring this show to you. Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. Our goal is to make sure that individuals that come to receive services will leave knowing that they have someone in their corner who is going to provide them with tangible resources that they can use to move forward and transition from victim to victorious. Again, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and I enjoy hosting this show each and every week. And as I say each and every week, we have the pleasure and privilege to be able to bring to you individuals, organizations, businesses that work in the areas of domestic violence, sexual assault, as well as other social causes that they believe in, such as human trafficking, reproductive justice, economic justice. We really pride ourselves on being able to provide our listening audience with information and news that they can use. We also have the opportunity to be able to feature those individuals who have been working tirelessly with self-improvement and things that they enjoy, that they love, venturing out into uncharted territories and pushing themselves to be their absolute best. And I am so very pleased to be able to share with you our special guest for this evening. I had the opportunity to work with her at a conference, a Mountain Movers conference that we participated in back in December. Dr. C. Denise Richardson was the one who put that conference on, and she's a regular listener. So shout out to Dr. C. Denise for her continued support and for bringing such a wonderful group of women together. I consider these women to be my sisters, my friends, advocates, survivors, just a wonderful, wonderful group of women that I've been connected to. So while our stories may not all be quite the same, but we do share a commonality in wanting to empower and enrich the lives of those that we touch. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others our special guest, who is a daughter, sister, author. She is a practicing registered dental assistant in oral surgery practice in Memphis, Tennessee for over 10 years. She is currently pursuing her Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, Arkansas, which is my alma mater, by the way. And I am going to stop there so that I can allow her the opportunity to tell you as much about herself as she chooses to. But please welcome my friend, my sister, Clemeth Washington. Clemeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
It is my pleasure, as I said in the beginning, to have you on the show. I do admire you, and I really appreciated the information and the insights that you shared at Mountain Mover. So I knew that I wanted to have you on the show. So at this time, the floor is yours. I just want you to share in your own way with our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and we're going to jump right in from you telling about yourself to telling us about your upcoming book launch. So the floor is yours.
Well, you did a wonderful introduction, introducing me and just giving me a brief description of myself. As you mentioned, I am Clemeth Washington. I am a motivational speaker and 12 days away from being a published author, which I am so excited about. And as Joyce mentioned,
yay.
I do work in yes, yay. I do work in the healthcare industry or the dental industry, and I have been doing that for over 10 years. And I am enrolled with Arkansas State University in pursuing my bachelor's degree. So that's just a little brief description of who I am.
Well, then we're going to jump right on in then about your book. So tell us the title of your book and what inspired you to write it?
Well, my book is titled Broken Chains, and it will be released April the 16th of this year. It tells the story of my marriage through a couple, Barton and Michaela, and the story is mainly focused around Michaela's trials, tribulations, and victory over a course of 4 years. And during that time, Michaela finds herself and builds a real relationship with God, which was far beyond what she could have ever imagined possible. Broken Chains, it's full of highs, lows, and one big rock bottom. Normally, I am a very private person, so writing a book, sharing intimate moments is not something that I would have normally done. But I remember the day, like it was yesterday, down to what I was wearing, at the very moment when God told me to write this book. I was recently in front of a group of women, and I told them that was probably the first time I did what he told me to do when he told me to do it. I immediately knew that the book was to help other people before his glory. In Revelation 12:11, it tells us that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I wasn't in the greatest space emotionally the day when I started writing, but by the time that I was finished, I knew that my life had been transformed. And so with that happening for me, I sincerely want Broken Chains, which is my personal testimony, to be a source of encouragement for both men and women who may be hurt from that difficult breakup, facing a painful divorce, in the middle of an ugly divorce, and those who are post-divorce and still trying to get it together.
Very, very, very interesting. And there are a couple of things that I want to expound on that you mentioned. One is that you mentioned the fact that this book is for men as well as women. And I think that's so important to notate, because sometimes I think that people have a perception that because it was a woman who wrote it, or that we might speak largely to women, that we don't take into account that men may go through some of these same experiences and may feel them, and that they're looking for resources as well. So I'm so glad that you are inclusive of that and that you mentioned that. The other thing is just, when you talked about being obedient and, you know, actually doing what God said, when he said, and how he said, when I shared this with someone earlier today, that when God gives you a vision, he also gives you provision. And he will present those opportunities and those avenues for everything to come into place. So whereas you are a private person normally, he gave you something that needed to be birthed, and so he's giving you that provision and that confidence that you need to do that, even though you typically tend to be a private person. And that's something that I can certainly relate to, just being a person who's always been a talker and talkative and speaking in front of churches and different places over the years. So I'm no stranger to church, to mosque, synagogue. Different youth programs, you name it, and I've spoken at it since I was 12 or 13. And, you know, I have my grandmother to thank for that, because she, I won't even say she encouraged it as much as it was, this is what you're going to do. So I guess that was an encouragement, a forced encouragement, if you will. But I said that to say that based on those experiences, I was very comfortable with talking about certain subjects. It's very different when you're talking about yourself. So you want to elaborate on that, please feel free.
Well, when you talked about the private part and doing that, sharing those moments, it didn't really dawn on me first started writing, okay, I'm putting all of my personal business out there. I never thought about that until when I got to the point I was going to send it off to my editor. And I was like, okay, wow, now I've left that out of my hands.
And with the
release date so close, I was like, oh, wow, it's out on paper now. So, I mean, at first, I didn't think about it. And that little bit of anxiety did creep in, but I had to remember who has my back during this.
Yes.
So I can breathe now. I can breathe now. I have to remind myself of that. You know, even today, like, okay, wow, I'm putting a little bit more of it out there, but it's for a bigger purpose than just being a little bit nervous or a little bit anxious. It's not about me. So I have to let, I have let that go. So that's where I'm at now.
All right. Well, obviously so, because you have a book date, a book signing date that's already in place. And while, you know, you can up until the minute for the launch, if you chose to withdraw, you could. But you have so many of us who are very excited about this book launch for you. So we're going to encourage you, even if you feel the slightest bit nervousness about it, we're going to push you on out there because you have a story to tell, and it's a good one. And I've heard it, you know, so I know what people can expect when they get the book. And I'm sure that even with what you shared at Mountain Movers, it still is just a blurb compared to all that is booked. So tell our listening audience your book launch date, the location, time, cost, everything.
Okay. So the release date and the signing date will be the same. It's Saturday, April the 16th. It's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. It will be at the Hampton Inn, which is in Marion, Arkansas. The address is 310 Angelo's Grove Road. And the cost of the book will be $20. They can do cash or credit. I'll be prepared for both. And light refreshments will be served. They'll have an opportunity to ask me questions, and I will sign copies. They can purchase as many as they want. So I'll be available for them.
All right. So Memphis, Tennessee, and surrounding areas, Marion, Arkansas is not that far away. You are in for a treat. Clemens is just as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside, as you can tell listening to her share. Oh, it is the absolute truth. You know, because like I said, I've had the opportunity to meet you and know you and listen to you share, and the passion that you use when you do it, it's genuine. It's very transparent. You know, you can tell when people are just kind of standing up there and saying things, hoping that somebody's going to bear witness to it, say amen or do something.
Right.
And then you know those that are just, they're just so passionate about it that when they leave the stage, they just sweat because they just, it's such, they're involved in it so much, and that's who you are. And I just remember how engaged not only myself but those that were sitting around us was with hearing what and knowing that a book was coming. It just had to. You had to follow that up with it. So we're excited about it, and I want our listening audience to know that if you happen to miss the information regarding the book launch, book signing, please go back and listen to the replay. It will be available. It's usually minutes after the show airs. So go back and listen. We're also going to put it on our social media page as well as our website. So lots of outlets for you to be able to find out about that signing. Now, Clement, if individuals are interested in connecting with you, because I know that you are a public speaker, motivational speaker, so if they're interested in connecting with you for those services, how can they contact you?
They can reach me at my email address, which is youchoosetobehappy@yahoo.com. Or they can find me on Facebook under my name, which is Plymouth Washington. So either one of those, email or on Facebook.
All right. And Plymouth is spelled C-L-E-M-I-T-H, Washington.
Yes.
And I love that email address. What is that again?
You, all spelled out, you choose to be happy at yahoo.com.
All right. It's not, we're not asking you to be happy. We're telling you, you choose to be happy. Even when things are not going so well, even when things are not the way that you desire them to be, then you speak the idea, concept of being happy and what happiness looks like for you in an ideal world? What would make you happy? And then start speaking those things into existence. Start reaching out to individuals and organizations, other people outside of your circle. You know, sometimes in order for us to get the full benefit of what it is that we are to have in this life, we have to be willing to step outside of ourselves and outside of our comfort zone and outside of our typical circle. You know, sometimes people that know us really well, they tend to marginalize you or to have a certain perception of your growth and where you need to go because they know your path. And I've always encouraged people when they listen on the show to really take in the stories and information that's being shared from each and every one of our guests because, you know, our stories are different in that mine has more to do with the physical and psychological abuse, but it was at the expense of a husband. And what that looked like for me with getting out. And some of the things that you talk about when we had mountain movers and things that I know that you're mentioning in the book, they're very similar to my experiences. And so while some things may be surfacely different, we all have that foundation of wanting to help others to heal based on our experiences, our trials, our triumphs, those things that we did right, the choices we made that were good, and the choices that were not so good for us.
Right.
I'm just so proud of you, Clement, for doing what you're doing with this book. And now tell us, do you have anything else that's coming up soon, any ideas, programs, projects that you are in collaboration with, or just some things that you want to do on this side of your newfound title as author?
Well, I do have another project that is in the works, but I'm not able to speak on it now, but just stay tuned. And I do have some other appearances that are in the works right now. So when those are finalized and I have more information, they will be available on my Facebook page.
All right. So listening audience, pay attention. She is on the move, on the rise, on the climb, whatever you want to call it. I'm telling you all, you're going to get to the place where you're going to wish that you had reached out to her earlier because she's just going to be so busy and so tied up that she, you know, you're going to have to be put on the back burner. So reach out to her right away. I'm telling you what I know. When she has come into, Jamie Foxx used to call it blow up to wisdom. When that has happened, you all remember that you heard it here first. So again, that is Clement Washington. Her book is called Broken Chains. And for those of you who are just tuning in, because I saw some people pop on a little bit late, I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. We are so appreciative to have you join us this week for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. Just really quickly, I want to share with those who may be listening for the first time why we started doing Boots on the Ground. And Boots on the Ground was started for people like you, for people like me, for those advocates, activists, authors, entertainers that people may not know about, but they need to know about them. And they are in Anytown, USA. We're the ones who are on the ground each and every week trying to get the information out to those who need it, and provide those services to those who are in need, whether it's domestic violence, thought, whether it's grief, it's human trafficking, social issues, reproductive justice, whatever it is. So many times people feel that they don't have a voice, that if someone would just speak to me in layman's terms and talk to me and make me feel and know that I am not alone, I feel that those individuals, the people who are the boots on the ground, they are the ones who give the real credence and foundation to our larger organizations. So that's why Boots on the Ground was started in the first place, and I am so grateful to have people like you in my circle, Clement, who share this passion of making sure that people understand what it means to have those chains broken. And so I just want you for the next few minutes just to share any words of encouragement, especially with those who may be dealing with divorce or contemplating divorce, who may be going through that particular, you know, trying time, because it is. I've been there and done that, and I know holistically how hurtful it can be, especially, you know, considering the circumstances. So I would just like for you to share at this time in your own way what words of encouragement, resources, advice you would have for someone.
Okay. Well, first, I know that it is very easy to be discouraged by your now situation. I was once discouraged by what seemed to be an endless story of pain and humiliation. But a changed mind, a changed way of thinking can change your situation and your perception. A few weeks ago, something dropped in my spirit that it really brought tears to my eyes, and it was a mess for a message. I said, what does that mean? So the messy journey that I was on not only transformed me, but it allowed me to move into a position where God could use my mess for a message. What was supposed to take me out or kill me, whatever the enemy wanted to do, it catapulted me. And if he would have had his way, I wouldn't be on the phone right now with you. But I want to encourage you, do not look at your mess, your current situation, as the definition of who you are or what you're going through right now. It does not define you. Don't let it define you. And I'm going to say that again, do not let it define you, because for a brief moment I did. That's why I like to say I was twice divorced. I don't say I am, because was means, okay, that's in the past, that's former, oh, no longer part of me. So I encourage you to say that you were or that was. Don't say that you are, because I don't want to acknowledge it, and you shouldn't acknowledge it, that it's part of you now. So I am more than what I was, and so are you. Just be encouraged. Don't look at the now. Remember that yesterday was once a now. And so I just want to leave you with that, just to be encouraged. Don't be so focused on what it feels like now, but what do you want to see on the other side? What can you do to get on the other side? Remember what I said, a changed mind, a changed way of thinking can change your situation and your perception.
Wow, very, very profound. Just wonderful. And because we are on the Internet and this is Blog Talk Radio, I can't pass around, you know, the physical collection plate, because you just spoke a word, and I don't know if you know I was not. But you did. So since we don't have the physical plate to pass around, this is what I'm going to ask everybody to do. Please make sure that you purchase this young lady's book. Please make sure that you go to the book signing, that you support her, that you take what you have heard today and know that there is so much more to be heard and listened to. She's allowing the opportunity for questions and answer during the book signing. So please go out and support her. And I'm going to ask you just one more time, Clemens, just real quick, everybody, the date, time, and location for the book. And keep in mind, you all, she's prepared to take cash or credit debit card. So if you happen to leave home and didn't bring your cash, bring your plastic with you. Either works fine. Clemens, go ahead and let them know where you're going to be.
Okay, it's going to be Saturday, April the 16th at the Hampton Inn in Marion, Arkansas, which is located at 310 Angelo's, that's A-N-G-E-L-O apostrophe S, Grove Road, and it will be in the Grizzlies Conference Room. It's going to be from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. I will be there with books on hand. As Joyce mentioned, you can do cash or credit. And I will have a few light refreshments for you. And I do look forward to seeing each and every one of you there. Thank you so much, Joy.
Thank you so very much, Clemens, for being our guest on the show today. I have enjoyed our time, although it was brief. Sometimes I hate having the 30-minute shows because it's like we just start really getting into the meat of everything and then we have to hang up. So I may go back to my hour shows, but my schedule has gotten to a place where the hour shows are no longer conducive for me. And I want to be able to make sure that those who are listening in get the full benefit of our listeners. So if you have any last word that you want to share, please feel free to do so now.
just be blessed and be encouraged. That's all I have.
All right. Well, having said that, I do want to share really quickly with our listening audience that for Walking Into a New Life's purposes, one of the things that we have going on right now is our cell phone drive campaign. We are asking individuals around the globe to please collect your old cell phones, accessories, batteries, chargers. Doesn't matter if they're broken or not. Doesn't matter if they match or not. It doesn't matter about the brand. We are collecting those cell phones and getting them sent over to Verizon Wireless's Hope Line campaign. And what they do is they get those phones and they clean them, they refurbish them, reprogram them, and then they give them to victims and survivors of domestic abuse. And so one of the things that Walking Into a New Life is really focused on is making sure that we're providing tangible resources to those in need, and certainly having the ability to connect with people by way of phone is a necessity. So please, if you would like to participate, you need a box, you need literature, whatever you need, contact us at info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org. Also, you can call us at 901-466-6182. Again, that's 901-466-6182. Our website is wianl.org. And, of course, we're on social media, so if you're a Facebook person, we are there. We're on Twitter, LinkedIn, lots of ways to find us. So, again, the cell phone drive is one that we're really pushing, as well as accepting donations for the Flex spending cards that will be given to victims and survivors of abuse as well. So any amount that you're able to donate, no matter how large or how small, it is greatly appreciated and needed. Again, you can send those donations through PayPal at info@wianl.org, or you can go to the website and click on the donate button. But again, those are our initiatives that we have going right now. That's the Flex cards for survivors and victims of abuse, as well as the cell phones. So again, Plymouth Washington, thank you so much for being our guest. Thank you so much to our listening audience. You all are so amazing and great. We are thankful to have you join us each and every Monday. We ask that you share the broadcast with others. And if you so happen to have missed a week, all of the replays are available. We actually have, you can come here to Blog Talk and just look up any one of the past shows. But also on Facebook, we have a Boots on the Ground fan page. So there you can go and look at everyone's pictures, click on the links to listen to past shows, learn what each person is doing, and know this as we close out. No matter how old the show may have been, there is something on there that can be listened to and used. And that's the thing I love the most about hosting this, is that even if an event has passed, there's usually something that has been said, some information, a resource, something that can be used, whether it's domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, if you're looking to become a speaker, author, trainer, a career coach, any of those things, PTSD, there is something that can be used no matter how far back the show has gone. So having said that, thanks so much to each and every one of you for joining us. We look forward to having you join us again on next Monday for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. I am Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be blessed.